So today's daf is a loaded daf, and obviously it's not even possible to start with the raid on today's daf today, but we'll just make a haschala, ben benoishal haschala, and just start off with one ha'ara. And that is, the Mishnah said, Amoini umayavi asurin, the isurin iser oila. Avol nekevoy seyam mutara ismaya. Says in the Torah, lo yavoy amoini umayavi bekal Hashem. Stating that, Chazal Darshan, that that's only true for the schar. But the nekevoys are going to be different. Now this is a very, very big chiddush. Because it also says in the Torah that the Mitzri and the Adoimi are also lovi b'kal Hashem. But over there, there's no halacha that differentiates between the males and the females. It says in the Torah, lo yavoy mamzer b'kal Hashem. And mamzer includes even mamzeres. The one place where that's not the case is it says, lo yavoy amoini umayavi b'kal Hashem. And we learn from there, amoini v'loy amoinis, mayavi v'loy mayavis. And the Gemara had an arichus to discuss the makarta de salacha. There was a lot of drama associated with it. David HaMelech, Shaul, Avner, Dayago Adoimi. What emerged was, is that there are really two makaras. The Gemara brought a braisa. One makaras, it says amoini, which means v'loy amoinis. It says moyavi, which means v'loy moyavis. The second makara is that the Torah gives a reason why lo yavay amoini umayavi b'kal Hashem. It says al dvar. The reason is because ashalei kidmu eschem balechem uvamayim baderech betzeischem in Mitzrayim. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, so all the nations went and they brought lechem umayim to the Yidden. However, these nations did not. And it's for that reason, they're also lovi b'kal Hashem. And then the pasuk continues and says, V'asher sochar olecho es bilam ben ba'or mi psoir amram narayim l'kal olecho. And it's also because of the fact that they hired bilam ben ba'or, who came from Aram narayim l'kal olecho, to curse the Yidden. So our Gemara really just brought a half a pasuk. It says that what's the reason? But really, if you look more carefully in the pasuk gives two reasons. That's only the ratio of the pasuk. The save of the pasuk is the Ramban in his Pirush al Torah, when he's mefarish the pasuk, he says that the pasuk gave two reasons why and really the two reasons are not two reasons. One reason is explaining why lo yavoy amoini b'kal Hashem, and the other pasuk is explaining why lo yavoy mayavi b'kal Hashem. The reason lo yavoy amoini b'kal Hashem is al dvar ashalei kidmu eschem balechem uvamayim baderech betzeischem imitzrayim. The reason lo yavoy mayavi b'kal Hashem is for the sake of the pasuk. V'asher sochar olecho es bilam ben ba'or mipsoir aram narayim b'kal olecho. And the Ramban says it's pashut that this is the beer in the pasuk, because really mayav was makdim lechem umayim baderech betzeischem imitzrayim. The other only nation that was not was Amoin. So lo yavoy amoini b'kal Hashem al dvar ashalei kidmu eschem balechem uvamayim baderech betzeischem. And as it relates to Bilam ben Ba'ar, who hired Bilam? Balak. Balak was Melech Mayav. So really, that came from Mayav. It never came from Amoin. And that's the second time. Lo yavoy mayavi b'kal Hashem. Why? Because Hashem sochar olecho as Bilam ben Ba'ar mi psar aram narayim l'kal olecho. Now what's the kasha? The kasha is that our Gemara said that what's the makar? That lo yavoy amoini, abra amoini v'loy amoinis, mayavi v'loy mayavis, is because the Torah gave a reason. Al dvar ashalei kidmu eschem alechem uvamayim, baderech betzeischem imitzrayim. And darko shalish, v'loy darko shalisha. And that's what saved David HaMelech. L'chura, v'fi the Ramban, that's just the hesber why amoini v'loy amoinis. But that's not a hesber for mayavi v'loy mayavis. Meaning if both reasons are explaining amoini and mayavi, so good. The Torah said, al-dvar shalei kidmu eschem alechem uvamayim, darkei shalish v'loy darkei shalisha. So maybe you don't have that reason. You don't have one of the two. You need both of the reasons. So that's going to exempt you now from this halacha. But the Ramban is saying that's not the way you learn the pasuk. Pshutei shal mikro. Layavi amoini is al-dvar shalei kidmu eschem alechem uvamayim. Layavi mayavi is v'akshe sochar alecha. So if that's the case, you understand why amoini v'loy amoinis. You don't understand why mayavi v'loy mayavi. So the truth is, the Rishonim already asked this kasha, and the Rishonim say that even though the Gemara didn't say it, and it's a shtickle ikar chaser from the Gemara, ikar chaser, because the Gemara was discussing David HaMelech, who came not from an Amoini, came from a Mayavi, Rus HaMayaviyah, but just like the Gemara said, that darko shel ish l'kadein, vein darko shel ish l'kadein, so too you have to say that it was the men that were involved in all the hiring and all the transacting. So it's the derech of the man to be socher alecha as bilam ben ba'ar But it's not Darkei Shalisha. Meaning, once the Gemara establishes Darkei Shalisha, like Darkei Shalisha, that's a reason why you would say Amoini v'lei Amoinis, and that's also a reason why you would say Mayavi v'loi Mayavis. The Ramban, when he mentions the fact that these are two different reasons, so Toich Dvarov says the Ramban that the reason that the Torah mentioned Amoin before Mayav is because Vihine Amoin Hirshia Bozemi Kulam. Because the Aver that Amoin did was the worst Aver. Meaning, what Amoin did was worse than what Mayav did. And he says, Ulakach, it's for that reason, Hiktim Akosiv Amoini, the Hiktim Lahaskir Pishoi, and the Torah first mentions his Aver, Alvar Shalai Kidmu Eschem, the Achre King Hiskir Mayav Vichatasa. So the reason the Pasuk mentions first Amen and then Mayav, this is all the Ramban ala Torah, he says is because what Amen did was worse. Amen Hirshia Bezemi Kulan. The Aver of Amen was worse than the Aver of Mayav. As far you could have heard Efshef Hakeret, but no, the Ramban says that all the nations, everybody went out, they were all Hoitzi Lechem Umayim. The only one that didn't want to do it was Amoin. That's actually a bigger Avla, and that's why Amoin is mentioned before Mayav, and that's why the Aveira of Amoin is mentioned before the Aveira of Mayav. Now, the Ramban doesn't speak this out, but it's Poshit that what the Ramban is bavarning when he explains why Amoin was mentioned before Mayav is a Kasha. Meaning, it's a Kasha. Amoin should have been mentioned before Mayav. Efshef Hakeret. Maybe Mayav should have been mentioned before Amoin. Like Mehecha Tesi, it should have been done in that order. The Ramban was really bothered with Akasha. And in order to understand the Akasha, we have to take a tiny step backwards and we have to go back to the history, the Genesis, literally, Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Vayera, of Amoin Umayav. So where did Amoin Umayav come from? It's Psukim in the Torah. The Pasuk says it was in the immediate aftermath of the destruction of Sodom. So Lot was saved, his wife turned into an Atziv Melech, and he has two daughters. And the daughters are looking at each other, and they thought that they were the only people in the world that had survived, which meant that the world was going to cease to exist. So they had a little bit of an issue. Says the Pasuk, the Bechira turned to the Tzira and said, Avinu Zaken, our father's very, very old. And there's no men for us to be able to marry and procreate so that we'll be able to have a family. I have an idea. Let's give our father wine. He's going to be shiker, shiker viloit, and we'll be nishkeva imay unachayim avinu zara. And like this, we'll be able to have children. He's not going to know about it, and as a result, this will happen. Meaning, if he knew, he would never do this. But he's not going to know. He'll be shiker, and as a result, we'll be able to have children. The world will be able to continue to exist. So the pasuk says, "Vatashkenu asavin yain balai lohu." They went and they executed on this plan. So the older of Lloyd's two daughters went. She was together with her father. Lloyd was so shaker that he had no idea. It was the next day. The older daughter went to the younger daughter. I did this last night. Let's do it again tonight. Let's go do the same thing. So they did it again. They gave him wine, some sweet milk. This time the younger daughter went. Again, he had no idea what happened. Says the pasuk, both of Lloyd's daughters, the Bechira and the Tzeira, the older daughter, the younger daughter, they both became pregnant. The Bechira had a son first. She named him Mayav. Why? Who Avi Mayav ad hayoy? Because Avi Mayav comes from my father. That's who the father of the child was. That Seira gam hi yolda ben. She too had a son. That Tikra Shemoy ben Ami. He's the son of my nation. Again, a reference to the fact that the father of this child is her father. Hu avi b'nei Amoin ad hayom. So this is where Mayav came from, and this is where Amoin came from. Now, who was the older of the two sons? Whose mother was the Bechira? Who was conceived first? It was Mayav. And then it was Amoin. L'chayr, the Ramban was bothered. If Mayav came before Amoin, so then why does the Torah say, Lo yavai Amoini u Mayavi b'kal Hashem? It should have said, Lo yavai Mayavi u the Amoini b'kal Hashem. Which again, to us, may seem like a little bit of a diktuk, but we know the Gemara and the Rishonim were very much dairish, the seder of things. So if Mayav came before Amoin, so why is Aloyave Amoin in Mayavi? Alzeh! It's for, to answer this question, Zokter Ramban, v'hinei Amoin Hirshia Bazemi Kulon, that I hold the Avla of Amoin was worse than the Avla of Mayav, and it's for that reason, says the Ramban, we mentioned first Amoin, and then we mention Moav, despite the fact that based on Cheshbin, based on age, it really should have, based on age, it really should have been just the opposite. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from Rav David Yoel Weiss, so he discusses this Indian a little bit, the Seder of why it says Amin and Moav, and it doesn't say Moav and Amin. Wasn't Moav older than Amin? So based on that, it should have said Loyavim Moavim Amini, not Amin and Moavim. This is in Parshas Kisei, it's in Megadim Chadashim. So he says, V'ro'isi, Rabbi Yaakov Emden Zatzal, B'lechem Shamayim. On the Mishnah in Yevamis, I involve on my base. Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote a pirish called Lechem Shamayim. It's a pirish on Mishnayis. And on his pirish on Mishnayis, it says, Amoinu Mayavi Asurim V'Yisurim Isser Oilam. He writes, Hodin Kodim Amoinu Bekra. The reason it mentions Amoini first in the Pasik, Ayim Mashach Kosafti Be'em Labino. He says, look at what I wrote in my Sefer Em Labino. So it says, Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, I saw this this morning, V'sifrei Em Labino, Shemitzayin Le Rabbis Besvaro. He says, this Sefer Em Labino, I've seen Rabbi Yaakov Emden quotes it a lot in his Sfarim, Lo'izochinu La'ira. He says, we were never Zoicha to see the Sefer, U'kimedum Esholoi Nitfas. He says, I'm pretty sure that it wasn't printed. Now, Rabbi David Yoel Weiss wrote his Megadim Chadashim on Sefer Devarim in Tovshin Ayin Vav. That's when he wrote the Sefer. That time, the Sefer Im Labino was not printed. It was printed in Tav Shin Pei. In Tav Shin Pei, the Sefer Im Labino was printed. We talk about it a lot. It is the Mekrois Gedoilus Chumash that Rabbi Yaakov Emden learned Chumash from every single week for 40 years. He wrote Hagoyis on the side. He's Dairish, Kales and Shabbat Torah, like we always mention. And the Sefer Im Labino was printed for the first time 2 years ago. So at the time of this printing, it was Takaloi Nitfas. Now it was. So it was Gevaldi. I have the Sefer. I looked up. I said, so what does Rabbi Yaakov Emden say in the Sefer Im Labino? Even Rabbi W. Weiss didn't know. Kol Ruzloi. Honestly, so what did he say? So he says Tupshatim. Both al derech hapshat. He says Tupshatim. Why the pasuk would mention first Layavay Amoini and Mayavi and not in the reverse order? The first reason he says is because the pasuk says that what was the taina? The taina was that they were loy hikdim. They should have gone and they should have offered. They should have taken the initiative. So really, there was a taina on Amoin why they didn't take the initiative. So mida keneged mida, Amoin gets punished and we give them the initiative. You didn't come forward, so we're going to put you forward, and therefore we're going to mention Amoin before Moav, even though really, based on the chronology, it should be first Moav and then Amoin. Says another pshat, also al derech pshat. He says, in terms of chronologically, when this all happened, first, the Yidden encountered Amoin. Amoin had the ability to go and give them lechem amayim, and they chose not to. And then afterwards, Balak hired Bilam. So he says, being that the Aveiru of Amoin happened before the Aveiru of Balak, that's for that reason was done in that order. Either way, we have three Pshatova reasons. Why it says, Loyovay Amoinu Mayavi Bakal Hashem, and not in the reverse order, Hagam Moav was older than Amoin, and based on that, you would have thought it should be in that way. But there's a Dover Nifwa that the Marsha says, there's a Dover Nifla that the Marsha says as it relates to this question. Actually, as Me'inyan Le'inyan. Doesn't necessarily relate to this question. But there's a Dover Nifla that the Marsha says on this sugya. And that is that we're discussing the idea that Lo'yovei Amoini U'mayavi B'kal Hashem. And it's Amoini V'lai Amoinis and it's Mayavi V'loi Mayavis. So the question is, why is the Amoinis Mutalavi B'kal Hashem and why is the Mayavis Mutalavi B'kal Hashem? So we have the Drosha, Avara Shalei Kidmu. How's that going to help the Ramban? The Ramban gave a different reason. The Gemara in Masechtas Nazir Daf Chav Gimel. It's also Gemara Masechtas Hoirius Daf Yud Amud Beis. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Maidich Siv, what's Pshat in the Pasuk that says, Mi chacham v'yovan eile, novim v'yedoim, ki yesharim darchi Hashem, v'tzadikim yelchubam, u'poishilim yikashlubam. So the pasuk says, yesharim darchi Hashem, tzadikim ayelchubam, and poishim are yikashlubam. It sounds like you could have one inyan that tzadikim are going to do right, and the poishim are going to do wrong. Zok the Gemara, Mashal, I'll explain it to you. You want to exhibit A for what this means? Where two people did the same thing. One person had his ketam with the richtige kavanis, and the other person with the wrong kavanis. Loit tu shnei boysav. Heim shen eschavim l'shem mitzvah. Loit's two daughters were mechavim l'shem mitzvah. Right? Even though they were ba'al aviyim. But their kavana was to do l'shem mitzvah. Tzadikim yelchubam. It's considered tzadikim yelchubam. Who, however, loit himself, shen eschavim l'shem aveiro, who his kavana was l'shem aveiro, upoishim yikashlubam, he's upoishim yikashlubam. Now the truth is, how do you know loit was mechavim l'shem aveiro? Loit didn't even know. Loit was shikr. So this is something the Mepharshim talk about. But the Gemara says that heim sheneschavim l'shem mitzvah it's tzadikim yelchubam who sheneschavim l'shem aveiru upayishim yikashuva. The context, the Gemara, but is talking about the idea of an aveiru l'shma. There's a concept of an aveiru l'shma. A person does an aveiru, but he does the aveiru l'shma. And this the b'nai slide is the perfect example of that. So you have one maisa where for one person it's the worst, the erikst zach in the world, and for the other person, if I cared, it's tzadikim yelchubam. The b'nai slide, they had the right kavanas, as opposed to him, he had the wrong kavanas. So the Marsha said that Yesh Loimar a Dover Nifetz. The Marsha Chusha Agadis and Hayrius Yudam and Beis. He says that we know that Allah is Loyavei Amoyne Meyavi Bekal Hashem, but at the same time it's Amoyne Vele Amoynis and it's Meyavi Vele Meyavis. And what's the pshat? He says the Gemara in Yevamis, the sugyas we're learning now in Perek Aral, gave a reason for it. Oh, but the Marsha says Yesh Loimar. There's another reason. David Dagaram, says the Marsha. Maybe there's another reason. You know what the reason is? Because where did Amin and Moav come from? They came from a zivug, from a father and a daughter. And it's for that reason, but the Gemara says it was only Hush and Eschav and L'Shem Aveira. Obehein, the B'nois life, they were Eschav and L'Shem Mitzvah. And because they were Eschav and L'Shem Mitzvah, so the P'gam never was on the Nekevos, it was only on the Scharim. So Loyovei Amoyni Umayavi B'Kal Hashem, because who Eschav and L'Dvar Aveira? Obehein, Shen Eschav and L'Shem Mitzvah, so therefore all the Nekevos, all the Nekevos for eternity would always be mutter. This is what the Marsha says.